interest rate pain is back. Is SA ready for what comes next? Sebastian Alexanderson, head of National Debt Advisors. Financial danger rarely feels like danger at first. It feels like managing, juggling and cutting back a little more each month. Then, quietly, you cross a line you never thought had your name on it. Right now, that line belongs to 4.9 million South Africans, credit impaired, 3 or more months behind on at least one account, and officially marked as financially distressed by the National Credit Regulator. According to Sebastian Alexanderson, head of National Debt Advisors, none of them plan to get there. And the pressure that pushed them there is now building again for millions more. The hike you felt, the storm you haven't seen yet. Last week, the South African Reserve Bank raised the repo rate to 7.0%, pushing the prime lending rate to 10.5%. For many consumers, the impact was immediate. A higher debit order, a bond repayment that stretched the budget further, and less room to absorb anything else. That is the hike South Africans know about. The bigger risk is what comes next. SARB figures show household debt at 61.8% of disposable income in the fourth quarter of 2025, with debt service costs already taking up 8.4% of disposable income. In practical terms, that means millions of households are entering this new rate cycle with a large portion of their income already spoken for before the cost of food, fuel, electricity, and transport is even considered, said Alexanderson. He said across R2.4 trillion in household debt, even a 25 basis point hike can add billions in annual interest pressure to the consumer credit system. For an individual family, it may show up as a few hundred rand more on a bond, vehicle finance agreement, personal loan, or credit card. But for households already living on the edge, that is often the difference between staying current and falling into arrears, said Alexanderson. The SARB has warned that inflation remains under pressure, and further rate hikes may still be needed. Alexanderson says the next hike, if it comes, may not simply hurt consumers. It may tip many over. We are looking at a potential simultaneous shock, says Sebastian Alexanderson, head of National Debt Advisors. The Reserve Bank has signaled that more hikes may be needed, at a time when South African households have almost no financial buffer left. 4.9 million people who also thought it wouldn't happen to them. Alexanderson said behind the NCR statistic is a pattern. For many consumers, financial distress does not feel permanent at first. It feels temporary. Next month will be better. The transfer to cover the shortfall was a once-off. The store account is under control. Credit impairment does not arrive all at once. It builds quietly while life carries on. We speak to people every day who are shocked that they qualify for debt review, says Alexanderson. Not because their situation is borderline, but because they genuinely did not recognize what was happening. They were managing, they were coping, but the gap between what they earned and what they owed had been widening for years. Alexanderson advises consumers to take 5 immediate steps. Face the numbers early, list every debt, repayment, interest rate, and due date so you can see the full picture before arrears build. Stop using credit for essentials. If groceries, fuel, or school costs are going onto credit, treat it as a warning sign, not a temporary inconvenience. Pay more than the minimum where possible. Minimum payments keep accounts open, but they often keep consumers trapped in long-term debt. Protect your priority payments. Make sure bond or rent, vehicle finance, insurance, utilities, and food are planned before discretionary spending. Get professional help before default. Speak to a registered debt counselor or qualified debt expert while there are still options, rather than waiting until accounts are handed over. The denial is understandable. Nobody wants to believe they are becoming part of the statistic. But 4.9 million South Africans already are, and many did not see it coming until they were in it, said Alexanderson. Ends. Author at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors plus posts bio at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors low-income South Africans owe up to 8 times what they earn at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors Budget 2026. Stable for Government, Still Tight for Households, by Sebastian Alexanderson at National Debt Advisors at Sebastian Alexanderson. National Debt Advisors Love is Blind, but Debt Isn't. Valentine's Day and the Cost of Compatibility at Sebastian Alexanderson. National Debt Advisors Betting on a Miracle. The Debt Trap Behind South Africa's R1.14 Trillion Gambling Boom at Sebastian Alexanderson. National Debt Advisors Savings Month 2025. No cuts left. Now what? At Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors. Mid-year money check-in. Relief in sight, but caution still key at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors at the brink. Tariff tensions and political uncertainty keep South Africans on edge at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors. Predatory lending and debt abuse is a human rights issue in South Africa at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors. Interest rate cuts. A great time to trim down that festive debt at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors. Black Friday deals versus debt. How to stay in control in tough times at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors. Crisis-proof your finances with an emergency fund amid global shifts at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors. The mental health cost of financial independence at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors. Heritage and wealth. How culture influences our finances. Share on your socials.